What a hypocrite. I mean, just look at you. Coming to church week in and week out, and still you're bickering, arguing, you get angry so easily. Who here's ever been on the receiving end of such remarks? I mean, you don't have to raise your hands, but I think we all have. Because the moment that you try to do something great, and there's nothing greater in this life than the difficult Christian life lived well, but the moment that you aspire to greatness, you open yourself up to charges of hypocrisy. Because by doing something great or being willing to at least try, you say, I'm going to do something that is beyond my capabilities. I'm going to have to grow to be able to do this great thing. And inevitably, we fall short in various ways. And that makes us hypocrites, right? Wrong. Today, we see beautifully in today's gospel that to be a hypocrite and to be someone who is trying but falls short from time to time are two very different things. But we have to have a very sobering examination of our own selves, our own lives, to see which of these two am I. Because chances are, in some things, we might be a little hypocritical. But in others, when people say hypocrite, they're mislabeling. That really, we are trying, we just sometimes fall short. Okay, so what are these two images? Well, first we'll start with the second son. The son that says, yes, sir. Oh, I will do it. Whatever you want to hear, that's what I'm going to say. But then he doesn't do it. See, there's hypocrisy. There's where we fall into, I think from time to time, at least I do. Where I say to God, yes, I want to have a relationship with you. And he says, okay, so when are we going to talk? When are you going to have some prayer time? And I say, maybe not. Maybe not this week. Maybe later. Hypocrisy. For me to be able to say, I love you and I want to be with you, but I'm not willing to try. Hypocrisy. Hypocrisy is also when maybe I might look down on some of the cultures of the past for the atrocities that they had committed, thinking maybe Nazi Germany or the Soviet Union or Maoist China and all the millions that were killed, and yet I don't look at disgust in my own nation, where since 1973, 60 million innocent children have been killed. Where every single day in this country, the entire population of Sacred Heart Parish, about 2,500 people, killed in the womb. Do I not look at that with disgust? Hypocrisy is when I claim that these other regimes were so terrible and yet I let this happen in my own backyard and I do nothing. Hypocrisy is when I say I'm against it in theory, but in practice I'm not going to do anything about it. Given the choice, you know what, I'm going to keep people in charge that are going to continue this way of thinking. I'm going to say, you know what, the abortion issue, it's there. What can I do about it? But then further hypocrisy is when I say, ooh, I care for the unborn. And so you need to carry this baby to term, but I'm not going to help you. I'm not going to give you any of the needs that you have. I'm not going to lift a finger to help you in your difficult situation. There's hypocrisy all over the place. Hypocrisy is when I say a lot. I say I want to be Catholic, but then in my actions, I don't want to try to understand Catholic teaching. I pick and choose. I say, yes, I love that the Catholic Church says this, but I don't like that, so I'm rejecting it. I love that the Catholicism promises so much of the communion of the saints, the sacraments, union with the Lord, but I mean, I'm still going to live with my boyfriend, live with my girlfriend. I'm still going to contracept. I'm still going to, you know, if things don't go as planned, maybe terminate a pregnancy. I'm still going to maybe cheat my workers, my employees, because, you know, my bottom line's what matters. I'm still going to gossip. I'm still going to fill in the blank. Whenever we give ourselves passes like that, yeah, we're like that second son, the one who said, yes, sir, I will follow your will, and then in his actions did nothing. Thankfully, it doesn't have to end on that note. Because all of us, if we're honest, we can find little areas in our life where, yeah, we've been a bit hypocritical. But we realize that our Lord's calling us to face that honestly and to do what the first son did, to repent. He said to his father's face, like, that was rude for him to say, no, I will not. I will not go. I will not serve. That's maybe where we've been up to this point with certain church teachings. That may be where we've been in our lives, saying, no, God, it's too hard, or I don't understand it, so I'm not even going to try. But he calls us to something better. He says, you know what? Right now, at this Mass, you can ask for the grace to have your mind and your heart changed, to at least have an openness to try and understand the church before you reject one of her teachings, to really wrestle with it, to struggle with it instead of just saying, like, no, not for me. Yeah, I'm a Catholic, but I don't like this part, but I don't like that part. No, we don't want Catholic buts. No, we want fervent saints of God. We want those who have the courage to repent. Those who have the courage to say, God, change my mind and change my heart. Give me an openness to your will. That even if up to this point, I've been rejecting you, from this point on, I want to do nothing other than your will. Because that's what I was created for. You thought up my very heart from all of eternity for a specific purpose. And every time that I say, no, I will not, to your will, I'm cheating myself of that purpose. And so we can have that courageous prayer today. We can say, Lord, wherever I've been hypocritical, I'm sorry. Wherever it's that I'm just trying but falling short, give me perseverance. Help me to do that for which I was created, which is to not only say that I will go out and work in your vineyard, but to actually do it with my life.